This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Director General of the World Health Organization berated U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations. Responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives as he lashed out at the comments that British media said that Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London. The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that his election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. All this comes as COVID-19 death and infection rates continue to soar internationally as well as in the United States. There are more than 631,000 deaths globally, and in the U.S. more than 144,000. Infections have skyrocketed to more than 15.4 million globally, and the U.S. hit a new milestone of more than 4 million infections. 3 out of 4 Americans say they do favor requiring people to wear face coverings while outside their homes to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. That includes a solid majority of Republicans. This is according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for wearing masks is overwhelming among Democrats, while 58% of Republicans say they back such policies. As coronavirus cases rise, about half of Americans now say that they're extremely or very worried about themselves or family members being infected. The poll also finds that about two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how President Trump has handled the outbreak thus far. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump on Thursday reluctantly dropped his bid to cut Social Security payroll taxes as Republicans stumbled anew in their efforts to unite around a $1 trillion COVID-19 rescue package. That package is supposed to represent an opening bid in talks with top Democrats who want far more. Delays come as the administration scrambles to avert the cutoff next week of a $600 per week bonus unemployment benefit that has helped prop up the economy for millions of people thrown out of work since the coronavirus pandemic began. GOP leaders had hoped to roll out the proposal with fanfare Thursday, but now that will not come until next week. President Trump has scrapped plans for a four-night Republican National Convention scheduled for Florida next month, citing a flare-up of the coronavirus. Mr. Trump's formal renomination will still go forward in North Carolina. He made the announcement Thursday at the White House. He moved parts of the GOP convention to Florida last month amid a dispute with North Carolina's Democratic leaders over holding an indoor gathering with maskless supporters. Those plans were steadily scaled back as virus cases spiked in Florida and much of the country over the last month. The diplomatic crisis sparked by the closing of China's consulate in Houston, Texas, has now pivoted to another state. That's California, where the FBI says the San Francisco consulate is harboring a researcher affiliated with the Chinese military. The FBI says it believes that a woman, Wong Tang, had served in the Chinese military but claimed she did not on her visa application, which they say is fraud. There are espionage concerns. Wong worked at the University of California. The news comes just a day after the U.S. ordered China's Houston consulate to close, quote, to protect American intellectual property and private information without giving specifics. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is saying that the Houston consulate was a central node of the Chinese Communist Party's espionage and influence operations. Fire trucks were seen at the building on reports that staff were burning documents there before closure. China has not said how it may retaliate. Bolivia's general election will be pushed back until October 18th as the coronavirus pandemic grips the South American nation, which could fan tensions between the interim conservative government and the Socialist Party of the former president, Evo Morales. The head of the Electoral Tribunal said on Thursday that the vote would be postponed from the previously scheduled September 6th date to ensure the safety of voters, which hospitals and cemeteries are straining under the impact of the virus. The vote is key to the political future of the Andean nation of 11.5 million people after a fraud election last year sparked widespread protest and led to the resignation of the country's long-term leftist leader. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Oh.